Lack of perspective. Well, hello everyone. I wanted to come and bring you this. I thought it was quite alarming, and as I was reading it, I said, gee, others might feel the same way. So this is a high school student that blows the whistle on how bad things have gotten in New York City classrooms. It was submitted by someone by the name of James Krugnall, and it was put up about 22 hours ago via Reddit. Now the day is January the 8th, 2022, and I just wanted to get into this because, so I'm pre-recording this so that we can all read it together. But anyway, here it goes. Mind you, I haven't read through the whole thing. Just the first portion of what the child said was enough for me to think that possibly others might be interested. So a New York City school, a high school student is calling out the conditions of the city's classrooms in the midst of the Omicron outbreak in a post on Reddit. All right, an anonymous New York high school student says that things have gotten so bad with the pandemic that it's imperative that classes go remote. They said that even though remote learning was an overall unmitigated disaster for the learning and mental health of students, at the present time, however, schools cannot teach and function well enough in person and must go remote. Here are, I'm not even going to go over the key details. But let's just get right into what this anonymous pupil says. They say, quote, I am a New York City public high school student. The situation is beyond control. I'd like to preface this by stating that remote learning was absolutely detrimental to the mental health of myself, my friends, and my peers at school. Despite this, the present conditions within schools necessitates a temporary return to remote learning, if not because of public health, then because of learning loss. A story of my day. I arrive at school and promptly went to study hall. I knew that some of my teachers would be absent because they had announced it on Google Classroom earlier in the day. At our school, there is a board in front of the auditorium with a list of teachers and seating sections for students within study hall. Today, there were 14 absent teachers, first period. There are 11 seatable sections within the auditorium. Three classes set on the stage, study hall, has become a super spreader event. I'll get to this in a moment. Second period, I had another absent teacher, more of the same from the first period. It was around this time that 25% of the kids, including myself, realized that there were no rules being enforced outside of attendance at the start of the period, and that cutting class was ridiculously easy. We left. There was functionally no learning occurring within the study hall, and health conditions were safer outside of the auditorium. It was well beyond max capacity. Third period, I had a normal class period. Hooray! First thing the teacher did was pass out COVID tests because we had all been close contacts to a COVID positive student in our class. Four more teachers would pass out COVID tests throughout the day, which were to be taken at home. The school started running low on tests, and the rules had to be refined to ration. Quote, to be taken at home. Your students don't listen. 90% of the bathrooms were full of students swabbing their noses and taking tests. I had one kid ask me, with a mask down, by the way, whether a faint line was positive, proceeding to show me his positive COVID test. I told him to go to the nurse. One student tested positive in the auditorium, and a few students started screaming and ran away from him. There was now a lack of available seats, given there was a COVID positive student within the middle of the auditorium. They're now planning on having teachers give up their free periods to act as substitute teachers because the auditorium simply is not safe enough. Classes that I did attend were quiet and empty. students were staying home because of the risk of COVID without testing positive as they should. And some of my classes had 10-plus students absent. Nearly every class has listed myself and others are close contacts. Nearly every class has listed myself and others as close contacts, are close contacts. I should note that in study hall, with subs, we literally learn nothing. I spent about 3 hours sitting around today doing nothing. I tested positive for COVID on December 14th. At that time, there were a total of 6 cases. But at the end of the break, the number was up to 36. By January 3rd, when we returned from break, the numbers were up to 100, as listed on the school's Google Sheet. Today, there are 226. This is around 10% of my school. As of Monday, only 30 of whom were reported to the DOE, which just seems like negligence to me. 90% of the conversations spoken by students concern COVID. It has completely taken over any function of daily school life. Closed quote. For 2 years, the United States has been under a seemingly present but non-present lockdown. Well, we started the first couple of weeks after March 13th being completely locked down, everybody in their own home. The only way you were able to get anything was if you ordered it via, you know, online, received it at your door. Even furniture deliveries that were scheduled prior to March 13th, 2020, had to be done by putting all the furniture outside the front of our door here in my house. And then we'd have to shovel it in the house, just push it in. But America has been constantly bombarded with one conversation continuously. This continuous conversation has caused not only depression, but it's also caused suicide. It's also caused a lot of people to feel as if they have no hope, as if their lives will never go back to normal. Just recently, the president had a group of individuals, to include one of the folks from the Rockefeller Foundation, give him a list of things that would help people to equip themselves with the idea of the new normal, ways that they felt would be necessary for him to cajole the American citizens to accept what they had in the front of them and just move forward in their lives. This is part and parcel of the problem. Even though they state that this is not endemic, what is endemic is the fact that we have completely lost all touch with reality. Our reality is no more. Our present reality is based on what others choose for us to believe. Disease is something that's been with us for millennia, and mankind has learned to handle it. Some say that if you claim this is a control mechanism or a way to control the masses, excuse me, that you are a conspiracy theorist. Ironically, the majority of the things that people have been saying that think for themselves or outside of the box over the past several years have now come into fruition. And so, who's conspiracy theorist now? Who is the conspiracy theorist now? As I listen to this reading, as I read, and I hear exactly where this child is coming from, this is out of the mouth of a babe, out of the mouth of a child. Now, I'm not going to go into the validity of if this was written by a child or not. I'm not going to do any of that. But what I will say is that the preponderance of the things that this child or person shared with us is 100% what's wrong with us now. He made a very valid point in that he said that aside from attendance, basically, there was nothing else being done. Well, that's because for every bum in a seat, every bottom in a seat, states, counties, school districts get monies. Now, I'm not going to go into where the monies come from. The fact is, they do. The only thing that I can think of is how this is going to look in the next several years. What did normal look like? Normal looked like us just walking into a grocery store or a department store, picking up the purchased items and going to our vehicle, driving down the road and stopping at a couple of other places and then going home. We could do that without having any conversation or interaction with anybody because, well, we were in our own little bubble, minding our own business. And what does it look like now? Well, you have to have a conversation with a stranger at the front door of any local company that you walk into. You've got people who haven't even graduated high school asking you for medical documentation. HIPAA is completely out the window. It means absolutely nothing anymore. Your privacy, your health, or lack thereof, your vaccination status, or lack thereof, has now been put on public display for absolute strangers who, aside from their job, could give two rips about you in your presence or non-presence. Yep. We've taken our personal information and we've laid it at the feet of a 18-year-old barista at the local coffee shop. Because, well, this is what we need to do just to stop the spread. 2 years has passed away as of this March 13th, 2022. It'll be 2 years. And we've given up more and more and more and more of our freedom and our privacy and our mental wherewithal. For what? The flu? It doesn't stop with the government. It doesn't stop with wondering what they're doing and why they're doing it. It doesn't stop with that. It stops with you accepting the BS that they shovel in your direction. It stops with me saying that I refuse to comply and then refuse to comply. Corporately, there's nothing anybody can do if there's just 13 people that tell you what to do. And thousands upon thousands who refuse to do what they say. Where we are today and where we'll be tomorrow is totally in our hands. No more conversations, no more talking, no more deciding who's right or who's wrong or why they're doing this or how come they're saying this or that. The reason why is because they are battering you. They are pummeling you down to powder and pulp. They're breaking you down to the least common denominator, the smallest, teeniest, tiniest fraction, so that they can control the powder of you that's left. And once they've gotten you, then they can do pretty much anything they want with anyone who watched them assault you. Making a public mockery of mankind is exactly what's going on. No matter how much you've talked, no matter how much you've shared, no matter how much you've told those around you about what's really going on, because of being battered repeatedly and struck repeatedly by news, by media, television, radio, stars, entertainers in athletic field, the athletic field, people that you have looked up to, that you've watched, that you've paid a couple of bucks to go and watch in a stadium or on the silver screen or perhaps even a play. You're listening to these people who are all a part of the same exact club. And it's continuous. The most benign scripture and yet the most powerful scripture at the same time states that faith cometh by hearing. Then I always point out the fact that generally in most Bibles, there's a comma and then the word and. By hearing the word of God. Whatever you hear repeatedly, 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 over and over and over and over again, you gain faith for it. And then if what you're hearing repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly is the word of God, then you will run with that and you will only speak that. Because what goes in our ears inevitably goes down to our heart, and whatever our heart is full of, our mouths will follow, and they must have your participation in order to exact whatever their plan is for humanity. I've stated over and over again, I wonder what would happen if everybody would just stop speaking the stuff they want us to speak. I've said it over and over and over again, what would happen? But the reality is that mankind right now at this time in our lives don't have that as a luxury. We don't have it as a luxury because it's simply something that's not at our fingertips to do, because people refuse to take part in any type of conversation that would allow them to not speak the fear. Because folks like fear. But can we get 10 people? Can I get 15 people to just say words of life? To not speak what they say. You see, they need you. If you know about the Father in heaven, if you know about God, if you know about Yah, if you know about the Ruach, if you know about the Holy Spirit, I have to put it on this level because I don't want to get caught into these little boxes. I want to get caught into where your faith is. They need your participation in order to continue what it is they're doing. And that's the reason why they are continuously putting it in your face. That's how they're continuing to put it in your face. They put it in your face every day because they know that you're going to see it. You're going to hear it. They're writing it down. Those that see it, run with it. You see, the principles of our Father are the principles, and they do not change. There are certain principles that are put here in this earth realm that no matter who does them, whether they are believers in the Most High or not, they will come to fruition. Why? Because they're principles. That's the reason why you see so many rich people that give and they get back in return. Why? Because they're principles. They are principles. And these principles have to have humans to do them. So if we want these things to stop, if we want what this child put down in this, Obed, that's what I'll call it, then we, the adults, have got to wake up and smell the coffee and realize that we're being used right now. 2 years will turn into 4. The reason why it went by so quickly, the reason why you didn't even notice, was because you're in the trenches with this mess. You're in the trenches with this mess. How much could you have done in the last 2 years if you weren't focused on this? How much could you have accomplished in the last 2 years if you were not focused on this? What could you have done for your home, your family, your household if this was not constantly being put on the news? Here's what I'd like to see everybody do. Everybody listening to me, I dare you. To call your local news and tell them, I'm not going to keep watching your channel because you guys keep putting this crap up every single day. I don't want to hear about it. We already know about it. The newspaper already tells us. I'm going to stop watching. I'm going to tell my family and my friends to stop watching. As a matter of fact, a whole bunch of us at our church has just stopped watching. We're not going to watch no more. Call some of these companies that are their advertisers. You keep putting this up. I'm tired of watching it. I'm not watching it. I'm not buying your product. I'm just not. It sounds so, The part about it that gets me is that by me saying this, you would hear a whole lot of people say, well, that's not going to work because they're not going to do that. Well, you know what? The funny thing is that whenever they do cancel culture on things that are normal, all they got to do is send up a whole bunch of bots. And what do those bots do? They send up a whole bunch of emails. They make a whole bunch of robocalls. They make a whole bunch of appearances in places. And they make these people take folks down that mean us well. So I'm just one person giving you a suggestion. What do you have in your mind to make a difference? If that's something that you've got going on, then you need to get at least 10 or 15 people and y'all need to make a phone campaign. It's the general grassroots stuff that's going to say, hey, stop it, knock it off. Doesn't mean that they're going to stop what they're doing because this is what they have planned for ages. It just means if you want to watch a program without having to hear this stuff over and over again, do something. If you don't want your kids plagued at school by this type of stuff, it sounds like Animal Farm. It sounds like Animal House at the kids' school. That's nothing but a cash cow. Close the darn thing down. It's beyond give the parents the money to teach them. We're past that. Just close the thing down. It sounds like a hotbed for disease. You got children taking PCR tests or some type of test in the bathroom. They're looking at the line to see if they've got something or not. You've got babies in the bathroom now taking tests. Is that where we've arrived? This is a problem. It's a major problem. And it's only going to get worse if you can think back to the fact that it's already been 2 years. How many years ago did they make you take off your shoes at the airport in sheer humiliation for fear that someone would see that little hole where your big toe is in your favorite pair of socks? You washed them, you wore them because you like them. But then you get to the airport and you find out you got to take off your shoes in front of these people. So some people have decided to simply wear a pair of flip-flops where you don't have to worry about that. And then you have fear of walking around barefoot on a floor where millions of people have trod. How long ago was it that you did not have to stand in front of something and let them wand your body down? We've given up all of our freedom, all of our privacy, because somebody said they wanted to protect us. And I say that the only people who have harmed us are the same exact jackbutts that said they were here to help. So, when you see what a child stood up and said, I hope that it prompts you to do something wise as well. I hope. Do your part. I'm doing mine. Do your part. That child did theirs. Do your part. Or you'll be no part to have. There'll be no part of you to have if you don't do your part. I want to thank everybody who has listened to us for the last 23 minutes. And I want to say that if you remember this one thing, you'll possibly do a lot better and just use his word to do what you need to do on a daily basis. And that is that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Most High. You guys take care of yourselves first, then take care of everybody else around you. And until we see one another again, please continue to be blessed. Black God Perspective.